at the back. Come and sit in the front. Come in the front. Give it. So don't keep the chairs empty in between. Please come forward. Brothers also, come in this side. If you don't need translation. No, she will speak in Hindi. Yeah, some of the sisters at the back, one, come closer. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So today we are very, very fortunate. Dilaben, chhod do. Nahi, dadi aayenge abhi na, sawa bara baje. Dilaben, wahan baitho na, dusri kursi par. Baitho. So today we are very, very fortunate to have Dadi Ratan Mohini with us. She has come to Gyan Sarovar after a long time. Dadi was not feeling well for the past few months, so she did not travel anywhere. She was in Ahmedabad. So we are lucky that she came to Madhuban, so we grabbed the opportunity to invite her to come and meet the double foreigners. Even though not many of us are here, but still it is nice that Dadi could come to Gyan Sarovar. And how many of you are seeing Dadi Ratanmohini for the first time? Raise your hand. Aapko first time dekh rahe Dadi. So Ratanmohini Dadi is also one of the original jewels of the Yajna. No, from the beginning she came when she was very young, and now she is nearly 90. So you can imagine 78 years in the Yajna using body mind for Baba service. And Dadi is known as Youth Dadi in the Yajna because she has the energy of the youth. She can move around all three complexes, you know, doing unlimited selfless service. And of course, Dadi has been to foreign countries many times. I think she must have visited almost in the past few years, only just last year she is not traveling. Otherwise, she even now, Dadi is invited by different countries to visit the place. So Dadi has seen many of our service places, and Dadi has lot of love for double foreigners because she knows that why Baba gives special love for them. So today we just invited Dadi to just share, chit-chat with you so that we can get close to Dadi. So then around 12:15, Dadi Janki will join us. So we have the meeting of two rivers together. So enjoy Ratanmohini Dadi's company and make a note of every jewel that she's going to share with all of you. Rajini Ben is translating from upstairs. And Leela Ben. No, just introduction. Leela Ben is Dadi's private secretary assistant. You know, Leela Ben has looking after Dadi very well, so Dadi's health can be good, and since she can do world service unlimited, selflessly. So give a big hand to Leela Ben for bringing Dadi. But she was the one who persuaded Dadi to come over here, so you can meet her.
Who have seen me before?
How many of you have met Dadi before? Raise it. Stand up. Those who have met Dadi.
All of you.
Oh, more majority.
Okay, all of you.
Thank you. You know, Ratanmohini means, Ratan means jewel. Mohini means attract, the jewel that attracts. today Baba said, no, you get the pull towards Baba, because you have love for Baba. So she has so much love for Baba that she pulls everybody's attention towards Baba. So that is very well known in the yajna for the depth of knowledge, taking souls into the depth, subtleties of the knowledge. So let us see what will emerge, because these are the living goddesses. So to have their presence in the midst of us is like having Goddess Saraswati, Goddess Durga, Goddess Lakshmi, all goddesses in one. So we are lucky. Devotees are praying gods, goddesses at night, and goddesses in life form comes during the day for us. So let us listen to Dadi now. मैंने कहा कि चैतन्य में देविया यहाँ पर हमारे पास दिन में आ जाते हैं, रात को भगत जड़ देवियों की प्रार्थना करते हैं, उसके आह्वान करते हैं। यहाँ पर हमारे सामने चैतन्य देविया, लक्ष्मी, सरस्वती, गायत्री, एवरी ऑल गॉडेसेस इन वन। सो यू कैन हैव द विजन ऑफ लाइव गॉडेसेस व्हाइल यू आर हियर, while the devotees are waiting for night to invoke them.
All right. इनमें से आप अपने को कौन समझते हैं, लक्ष्मी और लक्ष्मी सरस्वती जैसे?
How many of you consider yourself as Lakshmi or Saraswati goddesses?
Any one of you consider yourself to be, I am Goddess Lakshmi, I am Goddess Saraswati, I am Goddess Durga.
Become like that.
You have to become like that.
Become like that.
Have you become like that, Lakshmi or Saraswati? Can you hear? It is okay? Okay. So Dadi is asking, who feels that I have become like Lakshmi or Goddess Saraswati? When I continue to perform service like Lakshmi and Saraswati, one day I will become like Lakshmi and Saraswati. Understand? Please raise the hand, say yes.
इसलिए ये नाम,
these names,
जो हमारे बड़ों के नाम है,
these are the names
from our हर एक अपन
elderly.
इसलिए
Lakshmi and Saraswati, these are called goddesses. Let us also continue to do the task like Lakshmi and also Saraswati, so we become like that. Those who are our elder.
Translation okay? हमेशा जो बड़े होते हैं,
those who are elders,
जो बड़े शिक्षाएं देते हैं,
those who are elders,
तो हम सुनने वाले
lot of good classes,
सदा यही अभ्यास
wisdom,
करते रहे,
teachings, let us continue to practice,
जो मामा सुनाते
in our life. Like Brahma Baba and Mama, they have been sharing with us. Let us do what they like us to do. Let us also show such wonder as Brahma Baba and Mama, they have done this service.
So
let us keep that aim in our life. Like Brahma Baba and Mama, they have done this seva. In the beginning in Karachi, we used to not do service, but we used to have our gathering of our self-progress. In the beginning, Baba made this small group. When Brahma Baba, Shri Baba started this yajna, and we came in this yajna, we became a very big group gathering. We used to sit together and talk gyan. Whatever Baba used to give in the murli, whatever we used to listen, and then we used to revise with each other amongst ourselves. And then after revision of Baba's wisdom and murli, and then we used to go into the depth of the significance of that murli. Then how to use, how to apply the wisdom of Baba in our life. Therefore, we used to keep this topic to talk amongst ourselves. After talking, we used to pay attention on ourselves, to change ourselves. From the beginning, we used to have this slogan that remind each other and move forward. Have you heard this slogan? Pay attention, remind each other and move forward. In the beginning, we used to remind each other. We used to caution to each other so that we can progress together because we used to live together. So whatever was the teaching Baba used to give us, we used to pay attention, we used to revise, we used to repeat, not just repeating Baba's knowledge, but what is the intention of Baba in the Murli and how we inculcate in our life, this is how we used to converse with each other, so that while doing such kind of conversation with each other, we moved forward, we progressed, as well as we understood each other. So that's why our gathering became very strong at that time. Because we never used to go out to do service, but we used to live inside in the yajna under the sustenance of Brahma Baba and Mama. And whatever sustenance they used to give us, we used to also have a conversation about the sustenance, the topics, the knowledge, the wisdom which Baba used to give us. And whatever Baba used to give us, the point of knowledge, we used to churn. And after churning, we used to explain to each other. If someone has not understood, we used to share the explanation. And perhaps sometimes some souls have forgotten that wisdom point in their life. We used to remind them at a friendly level, at a family member level, that what did Baba say to us today for our behavior, for our interaction. But no one used to say, react, why are you telling me these points of wisdom of Baba? I know no one used to react, but they used to appreciate that we used to caution each other and progress together. This was our slogan in the beginning of the yajna. So whatever Baba used to give us classes, we used to revise. Then we used to make decision and we used to agree together, all together, that all of us together will inculcate this particular point. And we used to also tell each other if we forget, and we see each other forgetting, let us remind each other so that we can continue to progress in our transformation. In this way we had a love for each other. And sometimes we used to call the attention of others, but they never used to feel bad or sensitive about it, because our gathering was so open to each other for listening the caution points for our self-progress. So as a gathering, collectively we used to agree as well as inculcate together. If it used to be missed out amongst ourselves, we used to call attention of each other and no one felt bad. Mama, Baba also used to tell us, caution each other and progress together. Okay, if there is something little or big happen amongst ourselves, then we used to bring attention of each other on that aspect nicely, lovingly, so our gathering became clear as well as we moved forward. We never felt bad with each other, but we continued to progress. Our gathering became very strong and our service expanded very well. And of course, in service, we went in different cities, different places. But in the beginning, when we were living together, then our love for each other, progress with each other continued.
जब भी मिलेंगी कहां, जब भी किसको देखेंगा, कहेंगे ये तो जैसे आपस में एक शरीर की बहन.
In the beginning, when we used to live together, then our understanding was also similar. Then outsider used to see us, they say, oh, all of you have a same kind of understanding of knowledge, because we used to churn together, self, had a self-progress together. And Baba, what Baba is telling us, we used to tell each other, let us pay attention to these teachings of Baba. So we kept our gathering in this way very spiritual, as well as we continued to move forward.
तो बुरी नहीं लगती थी और आगे बढ़ते रहते थे और आपस में स्नेह सदा बना रहता था.
Therefore we had a love for each other. Up till now we understood each other because of spiritual ज्ञान चिंतन, ज्ञान चर्निंग कन्वर्सेशन. This was the main aspect of our gathering.
जो एक दो को कोई भी बात हम ध्यान पे दें तो हमें बुरी नहीं लगे.
क्यों हमारा फील बैड इफ समवन गिव्स अस एनी करेक्शन फॉर आवर सेल्फ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, बिकॉज़ दिस इज द मेथड बाबा टॉट अस. कॉशन ईच अदर एंड मूव फॉरवर्ड.
बाबा और मम्मा तो हम हो गए. बाबा एंड मम्मा,
we are the children of mama and baba, so we are children, and therefore mama, baba, our mother, father, and we are children, the family. So this is a family. If in the family something happens, anything happens wrong, as a family member we caution each other, and then we move forward. That's why we continue to maintain our love.
ध्यान रखते हुए एक दो को आगे बढ़ाते ही रहे. इसी प्रकार ये हमारा संगठन बढ़ता भी गया, स्नेही भी रहा,
सेवाएं
भी हमारी बढ़ती रही, और मम्मा बाबा से भी सबका प्यार
रहा. मम्मा बाबा, ऑफ कोर्स मम्मा बाबा हैड अ लव फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस. वी आल्सो मेंटेन अ लव फॉर बाबा एंड मम्मा.
वर्तमान समय तो देखो सेवाएं इतनी बढ़ गई
हैं, जो बाबा ने हम बच्चों को इन सेवाओं में निमित्त बनाया बाबा है, इस कारण
हमें भी अपने ये सब बातें ध्यान पे रखते हुए जितना हम एक दो को रिगार्ड देते
रहेंगे, जानते हैं हम
कोई में कौन सी खूबी है.
We all know that each and every soul has some speciality. Let us appreciate the speciality of each other.
हमें भी
हर एक स्पेशलिटी भी यूज फॉर बाबा सर्विस
है. दूसरे को आगे हम तो ऐसे मानते हैं, दूसरे को आगे रखने से ऑटोमेटिकली हम भी आगे बढ़ते रहेंगे. क्यों हम उनको आगे रखेंगे तो वो भी हमें स्नेह से देखेंगे, और हमारे में भी वो स्नेह की क्वालिटी बढ़ती जाएंगी. संगठन तो हमारा बढ़ता ही जाता है. संगठन में नए नए भी आते जाते हैं,
और
पहले के भी हैं. चलते चलते कुछ कुछ कभी कभी कोई से कोई बात, कभी कभी कोई से कोई बात
गो थ्रू
मिस भी हो जाती है.
लेकिन
अगर हमारा आपस में स्नेह,
इफ वी कीप अवर लविंग रिलेशनशिप,
हम हमेशा समझती है, हमें सदा ये याद रहना चाहिए. भले हम सेंटर पर हैं, भले हमारी साथ क्लास है, और
हम
लेकिन हमें सदा समझना है,
हम सब
एक बाप की बच्ची
हैं.
भले कहेंगे कहने में तो हम कहते हैं, परंतु कभी कभी स्टूडेंट और टीचर,
इवन दो वी से वी आर चिल्ड्रन ऑफ वन फादर,
कभी कभी कोई बात हो भी जाती है. स्टूडेंट को कोई बात हैपेंस
अमंगस्ट कभी रिलेशनशिप
होती है, कभी नहीं. परंतु हमें स्टूडेंट्स को भी ये समझना है, चलो जो भी बात हमें कही जाती है
नहीं थोड़ी ध्यान से आती है व्हाट एवर द टीचर इज सेइंग
समझ के कर सकते हैं
अंडरस्टैंड
या अपना विचार बता सकते हैं
इवन द स्टूडेंट आल्सो हैज फ्रीडम टू स्पीक हिज ओन ओपिनियन
देखते हैं जहां तक है जैसे अगर हमारी कोई बात अच्छी नहीं किसको लगे
इफ माई बिहेवियर इज नॉट लाइक्ड बाय अदर्स एंड अदर्स आर गिविंग मी सम करेक्शन देन आई मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड देन आई मस्ट ऑल्सो थिंक हाउ टू इम्प्रूव माई सेल्फ
कहता है हम तो हमेशा समझते हैं सदा हमें ये याद रहे
आई ऑलवेज पे अटेंशन
जैसे बाबा की शिक्षाओं को हम धारण करते हैं
आई इनकल्केट
सदा
टीचिंग
सीखते सदा
टू हैव दिस कॉन्शियसनेस
बाबा मामा की पढ़ाई सदा हमें याद
टू चेंज द सेल्फ
क्योंकि स्टूडेंट को पढ़ाई और टीचर की शिक्षाएं
स्टूडेंट रिमेम्बर्स द टीचर एंड द टीचिंग
हम जब बाबा के स्टूडेंट्स हैं
If we are Baba's godly students, therefore Baba, my teacher, I must remember my teacher as well as his teaching.
Class का भी ये होता है इस class के student, teacher जो भी कहता है उसको आपस में हम लोग ऐसे होते थे शुरू में संगठन में रहते थे
When we used to live together in the gathering,
जो भी बाबा
सुनाएंगे in the beginning, this is how we used to progress, love our teacher, love the teachings of the teacher.
आपस में कुछ न कुछ बोलते थे
And Baba also used to give us
बाबा तो हम बच्चों को
significant understanding now and then. Even while moving along, while walking, while eating, Baba also used to give us a new understanding, new significance of knowledge. Always he used to sustain us with knowledge. And also we used to feel it's so nice relationship with Baba as a teacher. He gives us something new.
Of course,
these are the aspects of the past time, Baba's time. Nowadays, of course, according to the present time, we create programs for our self-progress. In the beginning, because we were living together, so we used to do like that. But now we do create programs for our self-progress because we come here and stay for a short time.
ग्रुप जाता था परंतु जब वो ग्रुप आएगा तो फिर वो आकर के सुनाएगा क्लास के समय आज हम बाबा के साथ गए तो
स्मॉल ग्रुप ड्यूरिंग बाबा टाइम
जो बाबा ने हमसे बात की
वो बाबा यूज्ड टू मीट द ग्रुप एंड व्हाट एवर बाबा यूज्ड टू गिव देम द करेक्शन टीचिंग्स विजडम एंड देन द ग्रुप्स आल्सो यूज्ड टू शेयर विद अदर्स
तो उनको सुनाई जाती है अभी तो वो लिखे जाते हैं
एंड नाउडेज मच मोर इजियर नाउ दैट वी कैन गेट मोर But in the beginning, Baba used to speak, but they never used to write in the beginning. But now, much easier, we can get Murli any time and read, study. So day and night, we used to really think, churn, revise Baba's knowledge in our intellect. Then we used to share with each other. And we used to be very, very happy. And there was feeling, whatever Baba had given me, I must give to others. That's why we were able to maintain our loving relationship with each other.
Abhi to dekho, dheere dheere, isi snehe aur sangathan ke karan, सेवाओं की वृद्धि
एंड पावर ऑफ गैदरिंग द एक्सपेंशन ऑफ सर्विस हैज टेकन प्लेस
और सभी सेवा केंद्रों पर
नाउ वी हैव मेनी सर्विस प्लेसेस
जो मेनी बाबा चिल्ड्रन सेवा कर
एंड दे आर डूइंग वैरायटी ऑफ सेवा
तैयार कर रहे हैं
एंड दे हैव प्रिपेयर्ड देमसेल्व्स एज वेल एज दे आर प्रिपेयरिंग अदर्स
ये बाबा का संदेश
एक प्रश्न है तो जैसे अभी सृष्टि का अंतिम समय चल रहा है तो एक तरफ
वन क्वेश्चन
सबकी हिसाब किताब
that this is the end of the time. There are so many karmic accounts of the body. We are settling the body accounts and we have to also get to karmatit stage. One definition of karmatit stage is that while suffering, can we change the suffering into yoga? Even though there is a pain, but I don't feel sorrow. Like you, Dadi, in this age, in this last year, you experienced in the physical body some kind of sickness. Even though there was pain in your body, but you did not feel sorrow. How did you create that stage? That is just now, I created, but I created from the beginning.
मिली हुई बाबा की शिक्षाओं
बिकॉज फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग
धारण करते और
टीचिंग विच आई हैव रिसीव्ड फ्रॉम बाबा वो हमारा कंटिन्यू टू प्रैक्टिस
और वो अभ्यास सदा चला दैट
प्रैक्टिस कंटिन्यू फॉर एग्जांपल अमृत वेला
वो हमारा ऐसा अभ्यास हो चाहे बीमार हो चाहे
प्रैक्टिस शुड बी देयर ऑफ अमृत वेला इवन दो द बॉडी इज सिक And yet, Amrit Vela is not missed, attainment is not missed. Even during the pain, the sickness of the body, still the right time, eyes open, and the mind churns gyan, in this continuous practice, attainment. If we have continued from the beginning such practice, then at the time of sickness, that practice is very, very useful.
ताजे होते हैं ना तो जो भी सुनेंगे अच्छा लगता है
बिकॉज इन द बिगिनिंग व्हेन वी आर न्यू टू ज्ञान
जितना एवरीथिंग इज सो ब्यूटीफुल
द मोर वी कैन इनकल्केट दैट बाबा'स नॉलेज इन आवर लाइफ देन दैट विल बी यूजफुल फॉर द टाइम ऑफ सिकनेस
तो भी हम
और डिफिकल्टी
हमारी आंख जरूर खुलेंगे
The 4 o'clock, my eyes open. I remember Baba. If I cannot get up from the bed, but the body is going through some kind of pain, suffering, but my eyes open and I am remembering Shiv Baba. I have received lot of benefit through this kind of practice in such time last year.
समझो कभी कभी ऐसा मौका आता है लगता है नहीं तो भी उस समय फिर हम अपन को याद दिलाएंगे
सो टाइम टू टाइम रिमाइंड माई सेल्फ दैट आई मस्ट नॉट ब्रेक माई डिसिप्लिन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ दैट
जो वेरी नेसेसरी नियम और मर्यादा
द डिसिप्लिन द मर्यादा Which Baba has taught us. And when we continue this maryadas in our spiritual life, we continue to sustain our life with maryadas and discipline, then it will become our nature.
अगर अपनी तबियत को कोई भी तकलीफ होती है तो वो नेचर अथवा वो नियम होने के कारण
इफ यू हैव प्रैक्टिस वेरी वेल इट हैज बिकम योर पार्ट ऑफ नेचर इट विल हेल्प यू ड्यूरिंग डिफिकल्ट टाइम
जिस कारण
यू विल एक्सपीरियंस
कैसा कोई भी कर्म भोग होता है कैसी भी समझो
इवन दो देयर इज सम डिफिकल्ट सर्कमस्टेंसेस एज वेल एज
अपने
Such kind of
नियमों और मर्यादाओं में पक्का चलाया है
पक्का
तो ऐसे समय इन माई
मर्यादा
वो हमारी मर्यादाएं
लाइफ एंड दैट इज अवर फाउंडेशन एंड दैट
नियम जो बन जाता ड्यूरिंग
सच डिफिकल्ट
टाइम रेगुलर नियम है
इफ इट इज ए रेगुलर
रेगुलर
डिसिप्लिन
पर रेगुलर नियम में चलते
बट नेवर ब्रोकन In my life, then only we will get a lot of strength from that discipline of life. That helps. For example, morning time, get up, sitting in yoga. Okay, if you cannot sit, but while lying down, you are still very awake and remembering Baba. That's what I believe in this. And that's what I have experienced very good way in this way in my life, just because I have followed disciplines and mariyadas in my spiritual life. It has helped me.
बहुत मदद करती हैं जो हम इसी नियमों सवेरे के टाइम मुरली के टाइम मुरली कभी हमारे टाइम न हो
आई डोंट रिसीव
ली हालत में मुझे मुरली जरूर
अमृत विल आई डोंट
अभी भी देखो समझो हम सोए पड़े हैं चलो जो भी समय मिलता है और बातें करें और कुछ पढ़ें उससे तो
when हम मुरली पर तो बहुत अच्छा यू स्टडी बाबा स्मूली
चलो मुरली एक बार के बदले अगर दो बार पढ़ेंगे तीन बार पढ़ेंगे
थ्री टाइम्स इट इज फॉर योर ओन बेनिफिट Rather than reading other things.
हमें तो ये अनुभव
दिस इज माई एक्सपीरियंस
जितना देखो अभी की मुरली आप सोचो हमने कितना बार सुनी सनमुख में सुनी है
फॉर एग्जाम्पल
रिपीट हुई है
बाबा मुरली
सुनाते रहे हैं
वी हैव बीन लिसनिंग एंड इट हैज बीन रिवाइजिंग रिपीटिंग Still we
read.
I don't think, okay, I missed today's Muli, never mind.
No.
As many times possible, I read
Baba's Muli.
Imagine I have heard this Muli in front of Baba. Then I read to the class too. But if I don't read to the class, But still, I read my own Murli.
कैसे भी परिस्थिति में
मदद this reading Murli, studying Baba's wisdom, knowledge
Baba
has helped
भी हमें
me.
कहते हैं और हमने तो देखा भले हम समझते हैं मुरली को हम समझ गए ये तो मुरली समझी हुई है मैंने तो पढ़ी है
मे बी द थॉट कम ओ आई नो मुरली
हमने
I have
तो
understood मुरली
आप सोचते हो हमने मुरलियां सनमुख में सुनी है
बट लुक एट माई लाइफ
उसके बाद
आई वन आई हर्ड मुरली डायरेक्टली
उसके
स्टिल आई स्टडी स्टिल आई एम रीडिंग टू अदर्स एंड स्टिल आई रीड नाउ मुरली
तो आप विश्वास करेंगे
यू माइट बिलीव
नहीं है ना ऐसे उस समय वाली पूरी मुरली याद रहती है
बट इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी द मुरली विच वी हर्ड वी रेड वी रिमेम्बर ऑल
एंड
स्टिल व्हेन यू रीड अगेन यू विल गेट समथिंग न्यू
जो हमारे विशेष ध्यान पे आनी चाहिए
इन द सम पॉइंट विच वी डिड मिस आउट इट माइट बिकम क्लियर वंस अगेन व्हेन वी रीड मुरली
ऐसे हमें तो
दिस इज हाउ आई प्रोग्रेस इन माई लाइफ
आप विश्वास करेंगे मैं मुरली दो दो बार तीन तीन बार भी
आई रीड मुरली थ्री टाइम्स अ डे
लेटी रहेंगी
इवन दो आई लाई डाउन
किताब पढ़े फलानी किताब पढ़े फलानी पढ़े
आई रीड मुरली
मुरली पढ़े वो
आई डोंट रीड अदर बुक्स आई रीड मुरली
जितना बार मुरली पढ़ो
एज मेनी टाइम्स पॉसिबल आई रीड मुरली
भिन्न भिन्न अर्थ भिन्न भिन्न शब्दों
डिफरेंट मीनिंग
ध्यान पे
डिफरेंट वर्ड्स बिकम क्लियर
ये अनुभव है
माई एक्सपीरियंस
संतोष से हमें बहुत फायदा होता
That's why I got many benefits.
अभी समय अंत का समय नजदीक आ रहा है
कई लोग पूछते हैं कि
अभी हम ऐसा कौन सा पुरुषार्थ करें जो लास्ट में आते हुए भी हम जाके
सो दैट वी कैन गो फास्ट इवन दो वी हैव कम लास्ट
हम पूरा कर सके
सो दैट बाप दादा होप्स वी कैन फुलफिल
पहली बात तो जो बाबा ने योग कहा है
फर्स्ट योग
योग का अभ्यास
द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योग
हमें
योगा
अपना इंडिविजुअल भले हम सेवाओं का वो करते हैं वो
इवन
दो
वी आर वेरी बिजी इन सेवा
परंतु साथ साथ हमें योग
टुगेदर विद सर्विस
हमारा बुद्धि योग
कंटिन्यू टू डू
डिस्टर्बेंस होता है हमारा उसमें और कोई बुद्धि योग बोला ये न करे वो करे इससे तो ये अच्छा है इससे
फॉर एग्जाम्पल समथिंग
हैपेंस संकल्पों से
योर माइंड गोस इनटू डिस्टर्बेंस Then you come to know that is not right.
अपनी पढ़ाई
so your mind should go to yoga. Baba, the fortune creator,
और उन्हें की बात
the thoughts of your own fortune.
और
not that your mind is getting disturbed and thinking too much. That's not yoga. Therefore, the first effort is yoga. Yoga means your mind is thinking fortunate thoughts and the creator of fortune, but not thinking unnecessary thoughts.
अभी जो आते हैं उनके मन में ये संकल्प आता है
दो सुखम नाउ इन ज्ञान
ऐसे बाबा कहते हैं कि लास्ट में आते हुए
कैन वी गो फास्ट
हम
Is it possible that we can really go fast?
Daddy
said yes, they can go fast in Gyan. But if we pay full attention to Maryadas and discipline, and second, we continue to churn Baba's knowledge, and then we continue to inculcate and do service accordingly. According to Baba's Gyan, we do seva, then even though we came late, we can go fast. So when we follow Maryadas, disciplines, churn Baba's knowledge and do seva according to Baba's knowledge, then we can go faster. What is your hope for double foreigners? What is Bap Dada's hope? We know. But what is your hope? I am very happy to see double foreigners. Please give her big hand. Dada is praising double foreigners. Wherever you live, whatever atmosphere you are living, and yet you have recognized Baba and you are understanding Baba's great versions, and you inculcate and you became example, and you are doing lot of seva, service in your countries. That's what we appreciate about you. You are example.
Baba ne apne bachchon mein wo shakti bhar di.
Baba has filled you with his own power. Baba's words have lot of wisdom. And as much we have faith in Baba and faith in knowledge, that this knowledge itself is coming from Baba. When you have such faith and inculcate in life, so your life becomes example. Even though we saw Baba in very ordinary form, Baba outside looks very ordinary, but we used to experience from Baba very deep spiritual feelings. We used to feel Baba is speaking to us. Very deep, pure spiritual feelings we used to get from Baba. That's why we used to pay a lot of attention what Baba used to speak to us. We were very young at that time, but when we used to really mention Baba's smoothly churning knowledge, sharing, then we used to share what is in Baba's heart for us, what intention Baba carries for us, what feeling. These intention feelings we used to repeat with each other. Therefore, let us keep this aim when we meet each other to really talk what is Baba's intention, feelings for us, how Baba looks at us. That's what we should share always with each other. Of course, there is so much seva, service, we can continue. But the aspect of our relationship with each other should be based on Baba's great versions, feelings.
Can you all stand up?
So please stand up. Now Dadi Janki has come. So you can clap for Dadi. For two Dadis. This song is about how can I not believe that God is most beautiful because His creation is so beautiful. Even His creation is so beautiful. What about the Creator? I continue want to see the Creator. I was thirsty to see you. Each place is looking for you. In each organ there is the purity. Imagine the Creator, how beautiful. Even His creation is so beautiful. What about the Creator? This song is the beauty of you, creation, and the one who creates is most beautiful.
Bhakti, they only ask for a vision of one goddess, but here we ask for one and we got two.
This song is about God made me belong to Him and He gave me unlimited happiness.